Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The DH, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hutto. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The DH, Thurman Munson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave Bergman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jim Mason. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton bunts towards the mound. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Royal Stillman pinch runs for Ken Singleton. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Royal Stillman now playing right field. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman strikes out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Hutto and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gritch strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coggins. May reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball towards right. Bergman catches it and throws to home to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 1 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Bergman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto is 0 for 1 in the game. Hutto is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bergman moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coggins. The throw from Hutto and he is safe. Coggins steals second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. White fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on White. Stillman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. May hits a fly ball into right field. Bergman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blair tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stillman. White reaches second base with a double. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. Munson hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into right field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a fly ball into right field. Bergman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeCinces. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto is 0 for 2 in the game. Hutto hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 2 in the game. Mason bunts towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Stillman moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. May fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stillman moves to third. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Hutto and he is safe. Alomar steals second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 3 in the game. Munson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Whitfield now playing left field. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bergman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bergman is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.